Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. I'd like to do a commentary on day 79. In the Bible, verses are Luke chapter 19, verses 3 and 4. It says, he wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. And that's from Luke again, 19, 3 and 4. I was thinking about riches, and I was thinking about greed this morning as I was doing my Bible immersion. Later on, we'll see in the book of Matthew that one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, is going to betray Jesus. And the bottom line of this betrayal is greed. That Judas is greedy. He likes money. And the Bible even tells us, you know, that the love of money can be the root of all types of evil. And not only that, we cannot serve both God and money. We can't serve, the Lord loves us too much to share us, to share first place with Him. And when something comes into our life that threatens that first place position that Jesus alone shall have, then we are heading back to trouble. We're heading back to a relapse even. Last week in these meetings, we talked a lot about relapse and looking at the things that can cause us to backslide, to cause us to forget who we are and who we now serve and who is now king of our lives. We are not king of our lives, and neither is anything that we own king of our lives anymore. You know, many times we used to have kings, different kings, our position in society, our degrees in education, and as I said before, our money, the money that we were able to have, and this is how we would sometimes get our worth. But the Lord has given us a position in Him, and that position is always behind Him, following Him, because this is the way that guarantees that we do not run into problems. In this story, we read about a man named Zacchaeus who was a Jew. He was one of God's chosen people. He had a history. He had a legacy. The Jews at this time had a strong oral position. In other words, that they heard the history of their people from hundreds and hundreds of years. And so Zacchaeus knew about his background. He knew about the coming Messiah. He had probably heard it from a child, you know, while even before he was even weaned, to know about being a chosen one, one of the chosen ones. And he happened to be living, you know, in the time and in the area, you know, where Jesus was and his teaching. He could, and probably he heard about Jesus's teaching. Now, Zacchaeus was one who has shown greed, because even though he was a chosen person, He was a Jewish man. That was not enough for him. He was one who was greedy for money. And the way we know that is that he became a tax collector. Now, a tax collector was a people who were hired by the Romans to get the money, the tax money, from the people. And the way it worked out is that the tax collectors themselves, they did not get money from the Romans. They only got permission to get it from the people. And they would have to give the Romans the taxes that they collected from the people. And the way that they got paid is that they could overcharge the people as much as they wanted to. Rome was just interested in getting their taxes, how much they needed. But the rest of the money belonged to the tax collector. And so the tax collector got money by being greedy. They would greedily cause the people to have to, you know, tell them that they would have to pay so much tax, and they would skim what they wanted from the top and give the Romans what they asked for. And if that wasn't bad enough, you know, the land that the Romans were taxing and the people, they were God's people. God had given them this promised land. You know, later on, we are going to see the people coming into the promised land. We're where we are in the Old Testament right now. They have escaped Egypt, and they're on the way to the promised land. So this is the land that God had given to his people. But his people had disobeyed the Lord. They had followed other gods. They had gotten greedy. And as a result, God had to take them out of the land for a period of time. They came back into the land. But even so, their behavior was not stellar. They did not always remember the problems of what happened with their disobedience. And now they are under the thumb of this Roman government. And so I thought a lot about greed. And here you have Zacchaeus. He thinks that getting a lot of money was the answer to life. You know, and he kind of threw behind his Jewishness, what he had even heard about the Messiah, but something was still missing in his life. He probably had a lot. He was probably a lot like Matthew, who was also a tax collector. Very rich in material things, but very, very empty, because he was not even following the God of Yahweh anymore. He was taxing his people. And that's why his people hated the tax collector. But like this story tells us in Luke, one day he hears about Jesus. And living in that area, I'm sure he heard about the healing and what people were saying, that this was indeed the Son of David. And something probably stirred in his heart. It stirred so much in his heart that he was willing to embarrass himself. He climbed up in a tree because he was short. And he wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see him. And regardless of what people were saying, he was so grateful when Jesus recognized him. And it made me think about greed again and about how greed got me into trouble. Thinking that, you know, first I ran to food because it gave me some type of comfort, and it also gave me some type of escape. I could escape from the troubles of this world. But as time went on, I got greedy. I wanted more escape. I wanted more enjoyment. And eventually, my means of escape became a trap. And eventually, I was in the stronghold of compulsive eating. And I could not see a way out. At the point is that I would some days start off really making up my mind that I was not going to get into the food. I was going to do this and, you know, whatever. And before the day was over, I was back in the food. And I did not see my own greed, my dissatisfaction with what God had already given to me. And I was after more. And so, eventually though, I came to, like Zacchaeus though, I had to come to know Jesus. And when I came to know Jesus and I saw him as the most wonderful gift that I could ever have, I became like Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus came out that tree and he was willing to let it all go, you know. He was willing to go before. And that's two messages that I see, you know, in this story. A message, of course, about coming to Jesus, and a message about letting go of the food. As I've said before, in this ministry of Bible for Food, we essentially have two types of people. We have people like me. I didn't know Jesus personally. I did not have a personal relationship with Jesus when I got abstinent. Now, if you have asked me, I would have told you, if you asked me, what is your religion, I would have probably said I was a Christian. I would have, more than likely, I would have said that. I was a Christian. And to me, that meant that I went to church, and we celebrated Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, and I could say the words, you know, about Jesus and following Jesus, but my actions did not show that. You know, because this I know about Jesus now is that he has to be number one in my life. If I am a real Christ follower, he is number one in my life day by day by day. Because see, Jesus is God. So there are people who come into Bible for Food, and if you ask them if they were a Christ follower, they will probably say, yeah. But as far as their behavior, it might be like mine. It might, be like mine. That I gave lip service to Jesus, but I did not know about him, that he was the Christ. He was truly the Christ, the one who could take away our sins. but we needed to surrender to him. And I had never really surrendered to him. But the food eventually beat me up so much that I surrendered my life to him. I surrendered to him. And that is how I live my life today. And that is how I stay abstinent today. I stay abstinent today remembering that surrender. And this is what I try to teach people in Bible for Food. You know, because like I said, there are either two people. There are people who they don't know Jesus at all. And so if they don't know Jesus at all, then the power to stay surrendered from the food, it's not, we don't get that permanent power unless we are surrendered to the Lord, unless he is number one. Otherwise, that greed can still take over. And so we want to be surrendered to the Lord, and we want to remember that we are surrendered to the Lord. And every day we want to keep that in the forefront of who we are and what we do. And so I always want to let people know, if you're coming into Bible for Food and you're really serious about staying out of the food, then it is important that you know Jesus, because he's God and he's a sin bearer. And I need to tell you that the problem with the food is a sin problem. It's a sin problem. But if you're one who has proclaimed Jesus as Lord, then I would say, look at the day. Look at today and look at the food and see the food for what it is. It's a sin issue. It's a matter of greed. It's a matter of idolatry. And we cannot say on one hand that we follow Jesus and that he is the one that we follow, and on the next hand justify greed with the food. The Bible says we cannot serve two masters. So what we do a lot in Bible for Food is to help people get serious about their faith. If they don't know Jesus, then to help them to know Jesus by teaching them to get into the Word and to understand that we all come into the world sinful and we need a sin bearer. But if they proclaim to know Jesus, the bottom line is to help them look at what they're saying and what they are doing. Because again, Jesus loves us too much to share us. And he wants us to help other people to come to know him. And so our life has to become now about him. And when we have that fervor of making our life become about him, these besetting sins fall by the wayside, because we see them for what it is. We don't run from the food and then run to hoarding or run to getting a position in society and that is all that our life is about. We don't do that. We stay very close to the Lord. And we stay in his shadow. And we stay in his word. But let me pray. Father, we surrender today to you. You are the Lord of our lives. Help us to walk as children of the King. And that means, Lord, we are not going to be chasing the food today. We're not going to be chasing approval of people. We're not going to be chasing trying to get a place in society. But we are going to be focused on that great commission. How do we make disciples out of all nations? Help us to remember that that is the call on our life today and every day. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.